Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his ways? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. You're about to listen to the unadulterated word of God preached at the Anakazu Assembly, Sotom, in the same church. Reverend Ike is an ardent preacher of the word of God and has passion for young people. His regular messages, camps, conventions, conferences, and other Holy Spirit influence gatherings leaves the young person with an indelible print of the word of God and challenges them to live a holy life. And now, this is today's word.
To work for Jesus. I hear the voice of the one calling, would you go for me? I hope you will promise me one thing, promise to add yourself to the ministry. Jealously affected, always in the first thing. Only when I'm present with you. Ooh, 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 ooh. Jealously affected, always in the first thing.
Do it better for them. Do it better for them.
Shall turn away from their many wicked ways.
Many wicked ways.
Seek my face and I will answer them. If my people,
if my people
humble themselves,
turn from their sins,
I'll hear their cry. If my people
down their sins. I'll hear their cry. Keep on praying,
little darling. Keep on praying. Don't stop it.
Keep on praying.
Dear brother, keep on praying. Don't stop it. Church, the effectual prayer of a righteous man,
of a righteous man,
will accomplish much. If my people,
if my people
humble themselves,
turn from their sins, I'll hear their cry.
If my people,
if my people humble themselves, turn from their sins, I'll hear their cry.
Close your eyes and let's pray. Say a prayer for yourself this morning as we are in God's presence. Ask the Spirit of God to lead you, to come upon you, as the word is being preached this morning. What you need as a young person in your life is the word of God. And so ask the Holy Spirit to touch you, to touch your heart, and make your heart a fertile soil of your, so that the word can fall on it and it will germinate into many, many folds. Begin to pray. Begin to pray. The most important thing is your heart, that the word of God will not fail you, because you can be here and you'll be thinking about something else. Pray. For this short time, pray for yourself that the word will have impact. You are not praying for your uncle. You are not praying for your grandmother. But you are praying for yourself. Yes. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you. We ask for your spirit. We pray for guidance. I commit myself into your hands. And I pray the Lord, let the entrance of your word give us understanding. And let every word that goeth out this morning be a blessing to each and everyone hearing my voice today. We thank you. We bless you in Jesus' name. Amen. And I'm here, which me bomb pie now. You are looking at me. Eh? All right. Are you here? So today I'll be preaching for a short time, as I always do. And today is the first. What did he say? Today is the first Sunday of what? Of June. Sit up. Everybody sit up. Sit up. Sit up. You don't know the word that is coming, so sit up. The first Sunday of June. And June happens to be the seed month, true of us. The seed month. It means that we are doing half the year. Clap for Jesus. So many people your age have died. Today I want you to listen to me carefully, because I don't intend to keep long. Preach for a very short time, and then we will have our rehearsals for the upcoming conference. Put your hands together for the conference. It's going to be a fantastic conference. I've had churches who are registering and all. Okay, yeah. So it's going to be a very fantastic conference. All right. So how many of you have brought your money to register today? Only one person have registered. As for the t-shirt, we won't give it to you to bring the money. No, we will not do that. We've stopped doing that. Nobody does that. We won't give you if it is. One person will still do the t-shirt. We'll still wear it. Okay. Yeah. And so we'll close early so that we can have our various rehearsals. And last week, I preached powerfully on grow as a new believer by fellowshipping regularly. How many of you were in church last week? To fellowship regularly. You see, and I told you that anything that is irregular, have you heard the word irregular before? Anything that is irregular doesn't do well. Yeah.
your growth, if as you are growing is irregular, then you are suffering from malnutrition. Do you know malnutrition? You know, they don't teach you these things in BDT. Okay. And then we spoke about so many, many, many things. You must go to church regularly. But even today, people are not in church. You must go to church. Listen, one of the places you must go regularly is church.
Yeah.
And you see, at a certain stage of your life, you will understand the effect of church.
Beautiful.
Today, I am moving to chapter 7. I feel to preach from chapter 7. Put your hands together for chapter 7. Chapter 7 says, grow in your new life. Write it like that. Grow. That's the topic for today. Grow in your new life by reading the Bible regularly.
Wow. I'll preach.
Grow. Write it. Write it. Grow in your new life by reading the Bible regularly. Can we all say it together? One, go.
Is it that you are hungry or you are angry?
Can we say it one more time? No, wait. There is no death. There is no death. Can we all say it again? For the very last time, say it to disturb your neighbor. Go. Say it so that your auntie at Atebubu will hear you. One, go. So what this topic simply means, I'm about to close, is that for you to grow, for you, I don't know if you want to grow. Now, if you don't grow, you are a source of concern.
Where is the sister sitting here? Ah, you are relocating.
If you don't grow, I'm preaching already, you become a source of concern to your parents. If, as at the time we gave birth to you, and you don't grow, if my son doesn't grow, it becomes a source of concern. I have to send him to a pediatrician and find out why he's not growing. Every parent wants the son or the daughter to grow.
Clap your hand for these human beings who are now coming. Clap for them, clap for them. No, don't sit at the back. Don't sit at the back. If we are sharing something, you won't get it. One person should sit here. One person should sit here. And one person should come here. Quick. Mm-hmm. No, come forward. If you come to church and there's an empty seat in front of you, you feel it. It's a sign of wisdom. Boss. Right with you. Last week, what I say? And last week, message I boy, we ninja. Hallelujah. Yeah.
You must grow. That is why we give you breakfast. You know breakfast. We give you lunch. If you are from a certain country, say lunch. We give you lunch. How many of you know lunch? And then we give you what? Supper. So that you eat and your body will shisha.
Hey.
You see Abena's body? Eating basa, basa, basa. Open fridge, anything, mouth, open kitchen, saucepan, some stew is inside the saucepan. You go and cut bread on top of the fridge. Come and use it to wipe the stew. Anytime somebody is chewing something,
you grow.
Some of you too, we fed you. You've eaten. You are like I. You won't grow fat. And look at Auntie Mami. The same yesterday, today, and forever. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
But you must grow. In as much as you grow physically. Most of you, when I started pastoring you, your chest was flat. You the girls, flat scream. Flat. Today, some of you are getting breasts. It's a sign that you are growing. Some of you find protocol will not allow me to say some of the things you used to do when you come to church. I have members who are looking into my nose right now who used to come to church and poo-poo on themselves. They are here. They are here. Some of them are around this area. Hallelujah. Oh, I said hallelujah. As they come to church, see them crying, running. Today they are in white church. It's a blessing. Put your hands together for the Lord. It's a sign. It's a clear sign that you are growing. And one day I'll be here. And you come and tell me that you have found a beloved. You want to marry. Ah. Shelly. Shelly Tego is now telling that she was some bogabi from Agege has come. Nah. Ni papa lemba e came here she is mommy. And that's how she come and say it in Ghana. Nini came here she is mommy and mum kelake is small ego in kelake o ba ko ni wo ba ni na reverend ko ni ke no ko ye ni wo ba fi e ko ni wo fi ko ni ke Shelly. Now in your Christian walk, I'm about to close. In your Christian walk, it should be your aim to grow. You cannot remain like this. It is a sin to remain like this. I'm pretty sure I'm not preaching. I should preach. You can't, let me say it again in English. You cannot remain like this. No, you cannot remain like this. You cannot be like this forever. It should be your aim, young people, that you will grow in Christ. And one of the ways to grow in Christ is by reading your Bible regularly. If you understand it, why don't you clap your hands for Jesus? Yeah. Let me tell you, before I give you the 4 points that I have, there is nothing that can replace the Word of God. Get it clearly. If something replaces the Word of God in your life, you will fall off. Yes. Don't even allow church. Church. Do you know church? Now, you coming to my church is not a guarantee that when you die, you go to heaven. No. Don't let church replace the Word of God in your life. Do not let bishop what is bishop? Bishop is just like a policeman. Yes, bishop is a title like a policeman. Reverend, your father. Don't allow anything to replace the Word of God in your life. Let's go to 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 23. 1 Peter 1 23. I want to show you some scriptures there. Anybody with NLT, stand up and come. 1 Peter 1:23. I thought people have NLT here. NIV, what's your version? In James, Kojovi. Abena, what is your version? NIV. I thought somebody had NLT. Somebody had NLT. Who? I thought you get good Bible, so. Look, let me tell you, in every profession, There are fake tools. I'm not saying King James is a fake tool, but I've explained to you why you shouldn't use King James. True of us. I've told you that King James is there. When you even read it, you understand it. But some of you, it's because you don't want to understand the Bible. That's why I use King James. Yeah. 1 Peter 1:23. Let me read it in King James, because that's what you have. Then I'll read it in the other versions. It says, be born again, not of corruptible seed. You see this thing here? If you are reading and you come across corruptible seed, you cannot even pronounce the word corruptible. If I ask you to read from your Bible right now, it will be junted. You can't. Be born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. Let me tell you, for you to be saved as a Christian, your salvation was linked to the word of God. You were not saved because of dancing. Or you didn't get saved because of a song. You were saved because of the word of God. That is why I'm saying that nothing can replace the word. Look, today, if you don't understand anything, just look at my head. And then when we close, you can go home. You understand? Yeah. Yeah. Let me read from NLT. It says, for you have been born again. Your new life did not come from earthly parents, because the life they gave you will end in death. Everybody will die. Everybody. The next time you attend a funeral, it should tell you that you are the next in line to sleep in the coffin. Yeah. So for the way you live your life, as if you never die. Don't respect anybody. When you are walking, your shoulders are on high. Is he asleep? Come and sit with him. Why does he want you to stand? He'll cry. He should cry, he'll stop. And when a baby is crying, you don't know what it means. They intentionally cry so that he's crying. He must cry. Human beings cry. Hey, Kezia, when you born your son there, I don't know what to happen. He's supposed to cry. Yeah. The way you behave, you don't respect anybody, you are on your own, and it's a sign that you are telling yourself that you will live 1,000 years. But this new life will last forever because it comes from the eternal living word of God. I'm telling you, Jennifer, nothing, not even your auntie, a boyfriend, pornography, dancing stars, choir, can replace the word of God in your life. I cannot replace the word of God in your life. Yeah. You can go around and go and brag. Our pastor is a reverend. Our pastor is a bishop. Our pastor is arch-pope. Our pastor is cardinal. What again today? Our pastor is what? Deputy God. It can still not replace the word of God that must be in your life. Hallelujah. Am I preaching? Attempting me to preach. Look at verse 25 of 1 Peter 1. It says, but the word of the Lord endureth forever. Let me tell you, there is nothing that endureth forever. It is the word of God. Yeah. Yeah. You will not endure forever. You know, some people lived many years ago before we are living. And after us, some people will live. Yeah. Did you come to meet your great-great-great-great-great-grandmother that has died? But she was a young girl like you. Yeah. One day you also live and somebody will come. So let me tell you, one of the most important things in your life should be the word of God. Bible says that it endureth forever. I'm not preaching good. Yeah. And it is the word of God that God has given, do you understand, to direct us. has a manual. It is because, you see, you people are used to buying fake things. Saucepan that we used to fry egg second hand, they bring it from London. Anything in your house is second hand. So there's no manual. If you buy a new phone, there's manual. This microphone I'm using, when they brought it, was there no paper inside? There's paper. There's paper, manual. If I bought this thing from Dakuma Junction by the roadside, there'll be no manual. This speaker we bought, there's manual, there's no manual. There's manual. You can, if there's even no manual, look at here. You can see that there's paper here. There's manual. The TV in your house, La Paz, second hand. The daddy saying, second hand. Gas cooker, second hand. Coal pot, second hand. Fridge, second hand. But again, microwave, iron, a common iron, second hand. If you buy a new car, there's a manual. The car I drive, there's a manual. If you bought a second, yeah. So that when I'm done, I'm driving, I don't understand. I go back to read. You! Your trouser is second hand. Your school bag is second hand. Your belt is second hand. Everything about you, second hand. You see, if the manufacturer didn't write, listen, if the manufacturer doesn't add a manual to the product, you wake up one day and feel that we use mobile phone for ironing. Yeah, you use it to iron. Because you don't understand what it's used for. Some of you have things in the house, you don't know what it's used for. Yeah. But the word of God. Say the word of God. Say the word of God. Yeah. Word of God. And so you can grow up spiritually by reading the Bible. Today I'm going to preach and tell you about four important facts of the Bible. Four important facts of the Bible. Number one, the Bible is God's word to mankind. The Bible is what? God's word to mankind. God's word. What God has said, it is what has been written in the Bible, and it has been given to us. Who is giving you a word? Let me tell you, if God's word is not in your life, you see, as we are all moving about in this life, there is something that is controlling us. Sit well. Yeah. There is a voice. Some of you are hearing the voice of pornography. Yeah. There are people here who watch pornography. And you better stop. You see the scripture I read when we're having the prayer time? Numbers 32:23. It says what? Your sin will let you out. Young boy, you are watching pornography. You have it on your phone. When your parents are asleep, when there is nobody in the house, you watch and watch and watch. I am sounding this warning to you that one day you'll be watching and you drop dead. A young girl chasing men, sleeping with men. I am sounding this warning to you. My name is Emmanuel. I'm preaching to you. I'm telling you that it is better to listen to the voice of God. Why must you listen to the voice of God? You see, because one day you will grow. And when you grow, and you don't have, you see what he's doing? The word of God is not, he didn't even come here to listen to the word of God. The Bible which contains the word of God, you don't even have it. Time ago, I was talking about people who don't have a book. People went home to say that I was caning them in the church that they didn't have Bible. But you see, in a school, in a class, the same teacher teaches you. Some people get 86% and others get 15.2. Yeah. Yeah. I'm just coming down. I'll close right now. Maybe you are angry I'm preaching. I'll close. No, you are angry. I should preach. I should continue preaching. Yeah. What? Is the Bible? Yeah, this is the Bible. The people who understand what Bible is, they have it. Now, because of glass have come. So people don't hold this Bible again. See them say, oh, my Bible is on my phone. This same phone you used to watch pornography. This same phone you used to watch Facebook. This same phone contains your Bible. Yeah. Bible says that, for we see through a glass dimly. Anything you see on the in the glass, it's not real. Yeah. You don't have a Bible. You don't have a Bible. And you have come to sit in church. You are wasting your time. You should go to Mambo and go and buy a Destined Club. Buy a club. And meat pie and drink. I'm telling you, don't take it as a joke. I'm saying that if you don't have a Bible and every Sunday you appear here, you see, I will not stop saying it. If you don't have Bible and you always appear here, you are just a church goer. And let me tell you, my name is Emmanuel. You are wasting your time. Sunday, go and meet some of the boys and play gutter to gutter. When you are tired, go home, bath, and sleep. It's profitable. Yeah. Than to bring your 10 fingers here and deceive yourself that you are coming to church. You see, because when you wake up, you don't read the Bible. I spoke about quiet time over here. Let me tell you, there are about 86. No, 86 is even low. 86 is low. 96% of you here don't read your Bible in the morning. You can stand up and challenge me if you read your Bible. 96.8% of you here, you don't read your Bible. Yeah. Madam, if you are going to school, you don't go with books. You go to school. What class are you? Class 4. What are some of the things you go to school with? What? Speak like somebody in class 4, yes? What are some of the things you go to school with? She doesn't talk. She doesn't talk. She talks. Yeah, what are some of the things you go? Oh, she doesn't understand it. I should speak to you. Make country. Auntie Brofon, make country. Uko school, I never been on the school. O say, with the book, uko, and a day. A day. Pen, and a day. Of your book, pen. You can appear here like this. No Bible. See, but this thing, when I say it, before I close service and I step down, I'll hear my name in town that there's a certain pastor. Recently, no, they made him reverend. He's beating all the children that they didn't have Bible. Yeah, that's how the news go. Yeah. Let me read something in 2 Timothy 2, 2 Timothy 3, 16 and 17. It says that all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable. Let me tell you, the word of God is what? Profitable. If you are doing a business and you are not getting profit, stop it. Yeah. The word of God is what? Profitable. Have you not done profit and loss? Yeah. If you buy this book, 10 CDs, you sold it to Chifogwe, 15 CDs, have you made profit or loss? Profit. You buy this Bible, 20 Ghana cedis. You sold it to this girl, 10 cedis. You made profit or loss?
Loss. This is profit and loss. If you don't understand profit and loss, your teacher has been teaching. This is what it means, profit and loss. Your mother went to buy Aglima 10 cedis from the market. She came to sell it to all the people in the community. At the end of, she put all the money together. She has 7 cedis, 50 pesos. Is that profit or loss? Put on my light for me so that it will be a little bit. Yeah. That's loss. So, Bible says that the word of God is profitable. If you take a company like MTN, how many of you know MTN? You know they do a lot of things. They get money from a lot of things. Number one, when you make a call, they get money. Two of us. What else do they get money from? Momo. If you do Momo, they get money. Two of us. Another one, when you bundle data. So the first one, you make a call. Second one, Momo. Third one, bundle. Next one, SMS. If you get SMS, brain, that thing you hear, brain, is money. What is my wallet? My wallet is the same as the MTN Momo. So which one is my wallet? Who they own your current credit? And this they even do insurance. MTN insurance. Yeah. Now, wait. They are doing it because, you see, and I even feel that these MTN people, they get money from the Momo more than any other thing. Yeah, they do the Momo, they get money. Yeah. They do the Momo well. But let me tell you, there are some businesses you would do that you run at a loss. As you are growing up, I can show you 15 businesses where you do, you run at a loss. And I can show you 20 businesses you would do that you get profit. But Bible says that the word of God is profitable. For, don't forget, it's called Dr. C.I. Everybody say Dr. C.I. D.R.C.I. The first one is for doctrine. Doctrine. Dr. D.R.C.I. Everybody say doctrine. Say doctrine. Yeah. Doctrine is faith. Doctrine of loyalty. Doctrine. Doctrine. When I finish this series, I'm going to start the series on loyalty. Some of you are not loyal. Some of you are not committed. You are not loyal to God. You are not loyal to the church. You are not loyal to your parents. You are not even loyal to your school. Preach about proper teaching, commitment, how to be committed. Because if you don't learn about commitment now, one day when you grow up, you say this girl is your beloved. 2 weeks, you break up. 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 You have dated all the girls in the world choir. Is this light of the world choir? You are now going to darkness of the this one is what? Darkness choir. What is your choir name? Choir madam, what is your choir name? ECG Dumso choir of the. Wow, they do so. Yeah, you then you come back, date this sister. How many weeks? You date this sister. You date this sister. Auntie mommy, you can't date her for 2 weeks. 1 hour. you date her 1 hour. You come to Pa Madame, 2 hours. You date Priscilla, 2 weeks. 1 minute. A foolish boy, do we date people for 1 minute? Yeah. Why? Because, see, you don't understand the doctrine of commitment. How many of you, let me ask you a very sensitive question and tell me the truth. How many of you have seen or heard or felt your father and your mother fighting or quarreling before? Very good. It happens in everybody's house. Me too, once, sometimes I fight with my wife. It's not like blue. When I went to church, Reverend is saying that he and his wife, they have been punching themselves. But listen. has your mother, you see your father and your mother, has your mother packed her dress into Ghana Must Go and say that she's leaving before? A child. First saw her. Then you collect three children. Hey, Mundi Mechi, Mbese, you come with me, Mbusu Yafie. Your father and your mother, have you seen that they've carried before? As your father pack your mother's things and throw it on in the road, and people have come and they say, oh, she begs. Oh, I don't know. Look, commitment. If you have entered, you have entered. Why is that they cane you? Your school, they cane you? Have you stopped? Our day more than you do teacher show. They can you today. Tomorrow is our day. You bring geisha soup. And what? Toilet roll. You said what? Material. Hey! You send material. Hey, wait.
Body wash.
Say use body wash. What? Shaving stick. Foolish boys. You send shaving stick to your teacher. Hey! I don't know if you have sent shaving stick to sell before. Hey! Shaving stick. What have you sent to your teacher before? Eh? Piotr. MTN credit. Uto credit master. Uh-huh. You see, that tells you the level of commitment to your school. Eh? If you were playing, this girl said that your headmaster is a fool. What will you do? Yeah, you also insult the headmaster. Is your headmaster your father? Uh-huh. Because of your commitment. Hey, red academy people, dear lazy student. Huh? Who told you that our school is lazy? Yeah. Do you know that President Anadoka came to our school before? Hey. Yeah. Yeah. Chelsea 4 captain, Oku school correct. That's what we see. Commitment. So there are many, many, many topics on doctrine of faith. Have you heard Prophet T.B. Joshua has died? He died last night. May his soul rest in peace. Did you also tell that pastors can die? And me too, one day I'll sleep, I won't wake up again. Yeah, that's how it is. No, I'll die. It's not like it won't come to pass. It will come and pass. By all means. So if the day you hear that I'm dead, then hey, the way you do praises, eh? That's the way you come to church. As you are doing the praises, my ghost will be standing here. Hallelujah. Doctrine. What's the R? After DR, the R stands for reproof. I will say reproof. Let me give you the simplest meaning for reproof is called rebuke. Do you know rebuke? Let me tell you, never have a pastor who doesn't rebuke you. If you have a, listen to me, I'm about to close. If you have a pastor, I've beaten you before with Cain. Have you stopped the church? Why? I've not come here. He started laughing. What did you do when I beat you? Because of the choir. I was a choir. Choir. Have you become a better? I'm not sure. See that today, as they were singing, there was no problem. They don't need any supervision. Yeah. No supervisor. Choir. I said, mommy, you have happened to me before. Hey, where? Because of what? You didn't greet. Auntie mommy saw me, then he passed by. How do you see your pastor? You won't greet. But now, if you see me, yeah, now when she see me, when I go to visit her in the school, when she see me, she runs. If she's in class, she'll stand. If teacher is teaching class, she leave the class, they come and say, That is called proper upbringing of children to prevent them from recalcitrancy, social opprobrium behaviors, social misfits. Ah, Mitty Bravo. It's not like I didn't go to school. I went to school. Yeah. Recalcitrancy, social opprobrium behaviors, social misfits, misbehavior, proper upbringing of children. You wake up in the house, you see your father, you pass by. Not my house. I'll call you back. Call you back. DJ Habain. DJ Habain. I clap for DJ Habain. DJ Habain. Reprove. Like, hey, I'm out. You have a pastor who cannot shout at you. You have a pastor. Have you not, stand up. Have you not worn a dress and I told you the dress is too short? Yeah. I'll tell you. By the grace of God, I am not afraid of anybody in this church. I am also not afraid of anybody's spirit in this church. That I'll correct you, then your father will bring policemen. Then tomorrow morning we wake up, then we see in Daily Graphic, Reverend arrested. A reverend of the Lighthouse Chapel International, Sowutuom Cathedral, was yesterday arrested by 8 policemen for beating a child in church. According to sources, the child went to church without a Bible. And the reverend said, "Why didn't you bring Bible?" And the child started crying. And the reverend beat him. And the child went to tell the parents. And they brought 8 policemen and they came to collect the pastor and his incels. Then you see on Facebook, some people commenting, some of these pastors, does the pastor have head? Is he correct? Yeah, Lighthouse people. Sit down. Hallelujah. Yeah. Rebuke. You must be. Lois, have I not corrected you? If Lois is greeting me, Lois will come and stand in front of my door. Then, hi. And I say, Lois, we don't greet like that. You want to greet somebody, you go close. Please, good morning. How are you? I'm fine. God bless you. Is it not a good thing? Hi. Have I not said this several times? This morning, have you not done it? This morning, too, she has done it. So this morning, she said, I didn't mind her. She said, no, I was coming to greet you properly. Then, Kezia said, I should enter the office. You must be rebuked. Nanado is calling you. Mm-hmm. Yeah. When you write exams and you bring the results and it's not good, it's not good. See, some of you, since you started school, your father has never seen your report card before. Hey, your father even doesn't know your class. So last week your father called you. Abina, Ekuya, school we're doing. Now, so that thing I'm more class. Hey, watch it. Class five, they watch it. That means I'm classes. This thing that you do traffic light, you go 2 weeks, you can't, your father doesn't understand. So your father doesn't even know whether you go to school or you don't go to school. Yeah. Let me tell you, there is nobody, even your parents, if you have a parent who, has your mother slapped you before? Have your father beaten you before? My mother has beat you before? Somebody should beat you. There must be somebody. Look, there are people here. There are people here. When they hear my name, hey, this is witchcraft. This is BSM. Stand to your feet and let's address the thing properly. This is witchcraft. What you want to face? I'm Piadi Kosoro. Now they're tight. Why should the baby hard girls or no? Just saying that Janita swash a yellow and stand up. Hey, stand up. Come and stand here. Come and stand here. Let me see my level. Ah. says a boga dressy or have a sum yame. Sister, stand by the brother. Stand and hold his hand. Hold the brother's hand before I finish the preaching. Hold the hand, eh? Hey, give me belt. Somebody should give me. Hey, hold the hand. Well, you don't stand. Hey, look, look, look. He said he has not danced hand before. What are we saying you should do? Did we say you should do something? Adjumboni. Hold the hand. Hey! Sit down. Today a lot of people are wearing yellow. But, I believe like you are wearing yellow. Hey, I need to yellow. Hey, koye. And I how. Yeah. Rebuke. There should be somebody who rebuke you. Sit down and you sit down. There should be somebody who say stand up and you stand up. There should be somebody to shout at you, foolish girl. And you straighten your face. Today, if I close, I'm come to have meeting with this choir. I'll have meeting with this choir. Darkness of the light. I'll have meeting with them. All the songs they'll be singing, darkness song. They don't follow the distance. I don't know whether they do rehearsals or they don't do rehearsals. The first time they sang, they were off. I didn't say that. I said, well, maybe today is the second time they were off. Third time they were off. And then so, light of the darkness. I have meeting with this choir. What's the next one? C, correction. You must be corrected. If we leave you at your age without correction, you will rot. No, you must be corrected. When you do something bad, somebody must be able to tell that this thing is bad. Yeah. Somebody should be able to tell that the dress you are wearing, all your ties are showing. Somebody should tell that you should wash your panties. Because one pant, you've worn it about 3 weeks already. Let me tell you something. Those of you that you lift your socks or your pants, then do like this. It's not smelling. Let me tell you, your own pants will not smell to you. No, your own pants. No. That's why you're able to wear your socks for the whole term without washing it. Some of you, the cloth you sleep with, the cloth used to sleep, if we put it in the soap water, it will kill the soap. One day, when I went to first year secondary school, a certain senior was in third year, was about to complete the school. And it was said that the cloth he came to the school with from Form 1, he never washed the cloth. Wait, that is not even the miracle. The miracle was that when he was about to finish the school, he was washing his things. And the last thing left was his cloth. As he put the cloth in water like this, the cloth got torn. Oh, Assistant Krapo said, yeah, the cloth got torn. Just say, Tumano, Anani. Anani. Yeah. Somebody should be able to correct you. Some of your father cannot correct you. But the word of God will correct you. And then the last one says, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be thoroughly furnished unto all good works. The Bible is God's word to mankind. It's God's word to children. As a child, one of the books you must love to read is the Bible. You must have a Bible and you must love to read the Bible. You must love to read the Bible. I'm telling you. Listen, if you don't have a Bible, as you are here, you are looking at my face, you don't have, you are doing something bad. Number two, God's word gives us direction for our lives. Yeah. Direction. You need direction in life. One of the prayers I pray is for brothers, you young boys coming up. How will you know it is this girl to marry or it is this girl to marry? You need direction. Yeah. How will you know whether you should become a doctor or a lawyer or a shoe shine or a plumber or an electrician? You need direction. That is why some of you ask you, what do you want to become? You say, because there is no... One boy came to sit in front of me. What does he want to do? Okro farmer. Okro farmer. Hallelujah. Oh, I said hallelujah. Are you angry and preaching? Are you close? Psalm 119 verse 105. The word of God guides us in what to do and where to go. Psalm 119 verse 105. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. How do you know that this boy is not a Sakawa boy? In the boy you see with car key, then your head is going mad. All girls growing up want to marry rich man. Hey, you want to marry what? Hey, say it well. Sir. You want to marry what?
A rich man.
Rich man. How old are you?
12.
12. You want rich man to marry? Who do you want to marry?
A rich man.
Rich man. Your father is rich? But your mother has married him. Shelly, look at my face, hey.
A rich man.
A rich man. So, are you a rich man?
No.
You are out. Are you a rich man?
No.
You are out. Achoo, I'll not ask you. If this man who is wearing yellow and is that a rich man, I'll not ask you. Who? Mr. Ewu. Mr. Ewu, he has Android phone. He said, are you a rich man?
Yeah.
This man is a rich man. That's why all the girls are fighting over him. Rich man. Rich man, give us 100 CDs right now. Rich man took envelope last week. I'm about to call for the envelope. We will see what rich man will bring. Are you still here? Are you still here? Yeah. Direction. Who to be your friend? Some of you, having a certain friend can end you in jail. Yeah. When I was in, I think, class three, we were in school. Then I saw that one of my classmates, the father was beating him with cane from the house. And they came straight to the headmaster's office. As they were beating, we could all see the boy that were beating him. It was less than 50 minutes. Then the headmaster said they should come and call me. When I went, they asked me whether I knew him. I said, I know him. The guy said that apparently he went to steal his father's money, huge amount of money. And as they were beating him, he told them that he spent the money with me. So they said they should go and call me. You don't know that song. Said they should come and call me. Because he bought sausage and he bought sausage for me. Hey! Look. when they look into the matter, later he confessed, he said, oh, no, no, but the way they were beating him, no, he has to tell a lie so that they will stop beating him. Yeah. A certain friend you have, because of a certain girl, you say she's your bestie. Before you see, you are a prostitute.
Yeah.
Some of you boys, your bestie is a girl. Cafe, mafe, ube na wanyem no. Since your bestie. Aye. At the age of 15, you'll be doing naming ceremony. You come and stand here, we'll ask you, what is the name of your daughter? And usually those children, they have names like Nyamidie, Ishira, Adom, Adipa, Papa Ye, Ayeyi, Asida, Ishira, Nyamia Fre, Nyamia Chedie, Nyamiche, Oyeye, Yefobisa. Hey, who said Oyadeye? Oyadeye with his sewing machine. When he went along to sew, when they shouted Oyadeye, people start. You don't know that song? Foolish boys and girls, you don't know that song. Only Shatawali song people know. Yeah. And yet Shatan, I see where to beat the people, no? They're both doing the road, you know. I didn't hear. Oh, they said some people were doing road in Shatter's area. And he said they should hurry up. The people were no hurry. They went to call the Niman boys. It's in the news. You didn't hear. So, you don't read news. I'm going to call me Eugene for no. Hey, oh, it's you. Hey, we are senior member. People say Nakofo are active. Who's this one for Babu Amba? Foolish boy. Number three is very lengthy. Listen, he said, the word of God helps to change your thinking and keeps you from the bad habit of our past, like drinking, smoking, premarital sex called fornication, extramarital sex, adultery, the practice of boyfriend and girlfriend, and other sins in our lives. Let me tell you, the word of God changes your thinking. Let me tell you, the difference between you and the madman is because of your thinking. If you see somebody, the way the person dresses is the way the person is thinking. Your haircut is because of the way you are thinking. Yeah. I'm telling you, why is this fine? Hey, if you not come here, you should go. If you not come here, you should go. You should leave this place. I'm enough of this nonsense. When you come to church, you'll be running around for somebody to be chasing. Nope. If he should live here. Stupidity. You come to church, you tell your parents you come to church, they'll put you in the car. Then when you come, you'll be running around, entering toilets, coming out as if you are a cockroach. Then on top of it, you come and stand here and be spying whether somebody will come and chase you. Nonsense. If you are not willing to come to church, go back to the house. Now, those of you who come to church, you come and stand and spy. When I catch you, they will beat you. If you know you not come, don't come. That you come and then you run around, you climb up, you climb down. Then some usher in the main church who doesn't have any work doing is chasing you up. And that nonsense, mass. But I'm not preaching well. Let's come back to my point. My point. Are you not clapping? The people here, they think I'm not. You put my boys, encourage the preaching. Yeah. Yeah. You see, you're thinking. a normal human being has the same digestive system as a madman.
Yeah.
Madmen, their digestive system, correct. Their respiratory system, their lymphatic system, their integumentary system, their reproductive system.
Yeah. Everywhere is correct.
Everywhere is correct. But the only problem is, that is why one day Paul said, we have the mind of Christ. We have, 1 Corinthians said, we have the mind of Christ. You should have, one day Paul was talking to the Philippians, said that, let this mind be in you. To go to school, you must have a mind. Yes. The way your room is that's how you are thinking. Some of you, if I follow you right now, before you tell me that I shouldn't enter your room, you are coming. Reverend, please, you 2 minutes, 2 minutes. Every time you visit somebody, say, oh, give us 2 minutes, eh? Hey, Reverend, why? Reverend, why? Reverend, they gave light off, and because of that, yes, Reverend Pacho, who bet me about? Reverend Pacho, Reverend Pacho, Tanase, you know that those people, their room is always dirty. But there are some people, when you knock, you can enter. The room is always neat. If we follow you, some of you, if I follow you right now, your panties can easily be in the fridge. This is your pant. You soak it. You have soaked your pant since 1st May. You have not washed it. 1st May. Oh, merci. Merci, merci, merci. I'm Piotr Udiye. I'm Piotr Udiye. Your mother has quarreled with you because she needs the bucket. Are you still here? Yeah. The thinking. He said, the word of God helps to change our thinking. To get a boyfriend is your thinking. Young girl, you go and you'll be pressing your breast as if your breast is an orange. Or Akutu, do you know Akutu? Do you know Akutu?
Yeah.
Some of you stay in the compound house. If your parents are not there, you have been going to Brad Kwame's room to watch TV. Hey, girls, if you go to anybody's room, let me tell you something. Don't tell anybody. I come to show you two things. If you enter a man's room and you see, run away. Should I tell you? If you enter a man's room and his mattress is on the floor, run away. You will not understand. You don't have to understand. Jennifer, you, a certain man sent you, Brakofi sent you that, go and buy him kinky. When you brought the cake, he said, me or them, Fabra, as you entered the restaurant, his mattress, it's not on the bed though, it's on the floor. I don't know if you know, understand what I'm saying. Mattress on the floor. Give me book. If this is the kinky that you are holding, you enter and you say that, do like this, and run away. Another thing you should see that to make you run away, if they say bring the cake, as you are saying the cake, so that the Brakofi, his light, this light is blue. What color? It's what? You see that blue? things. Blue light and mattress on the floor. Run away. I don't have to explain to you, but I'm just giving you. You have got to take the blue light. We are giving back to her. Yeah. I say, when you see what? When you see what? Hey, sisters. I say, when you see what? Blue light. Everybody's light is white. Any room you enter and the light is blue, don't stay in that room. If you stay in that room for 3 minutes, they will remove your pants. BB, Bessie, BB. Ah. People are not singing. Put us together. Come on. BB, Bessie. Hey, people, you don't sing this song. Then, when you also enter and the mattress is on the floor, what will happen? BB, Bessie. Ah, boy, say. This is where they'll go. If you see that, look, if this, I can give you 5 things to watch out for, but today, just take these 2. Blue light. Mattress on the floor. Let me add. Shall I add the third one? Shall I add the third one? You entered a room that there is no chair. No chair. The only place to sit is on the bed. BB Bessie. Run away. Blue light, mattress on the floor, no chair. These three things. BB Bessie, BB Bessie. Come on. You see, the sisters, the eyes are not singing there. It is when they see, they'll go. On back call. Shall I add the fourth one? The fourth one is when a man sends you and tells you that, bring the thing to the room. Yeah, to the bedroom. You see, some here, you say bedroom. Now you go. If you don't say black coffee, but me a kasa me fabra inside ana. When they say bring the kenke to the bedroom, BB Bessie. And the last one, when your sister is going somewhere and you say you follow her and she said, hey, I will see, sorry, chi. Hey, man, I'm a cow, so see ya. Ah, and I'm a deal. Hey, see ya, man. Hey. All of you, your sister was going somewhere, you want to follow, and they say, hey, man, make sure we need swam or so see ya. Coffee. Ah, that goes now. Ah, now I'm going to coffee. Make cows see how. If you see that your sister is going somewhere, and she say sandwich, know that BB Bessie. Ah. Okoba the BB Bessie. Yeah. Hallelujah. So I've given you how many points? 5 things to watch out for. My main concern is the blue light. The blue light. If you see the blue light, they run. If the drum is running away and you are sitting down. You are sitting down. BB Bessie. Ah. Hey. Montu. Come on. Yeah. Hey. No. Musu na mwa fa babu amba. Fans nkwa. Amen. Psalm 119 verse 9 said, wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? How, can a young boy cleanse his way from pornography? How can a young man cleanse his ways from masturbation? Nobody is watching you. You have gone for soap. You are with your chichi cutting on. With the soap not chichi cutting on. And I'm here, Reverend. My main cancer, Anya Maniamano. That's why I'm Mrs. America. Because one day we have to be praying for you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He said, by taking heed according to thy word. Let me tell you, the word of God will save you from many things. I said, the word of God will save you from many things. I feel the vibe. I said, the word of God will save you from many things. You must be saved. And the last one. God's word will make you a strong. Sit well. Hey, sit well. God's word will make you a strong believer. How many of you want to become a strong believer? Usually it is only weak people that are being bullied. If you are weak, you'll be bullied. If you are strong, you cannot easily go and slap a soldier man. Can you slap a soldier man? It's not possible. Hey, soldier man, be odinika siha eno usa koka. No. Soldier man has orange in his house, and you have gone to pluck some and run away. But I'm not, you know that. If a certain man, he sells force at Katamato and there's orange in his house, you can go and pluck some and run away. He will say anything. Yeah, no, but don't tell soldier man. The word of God will make you a strong person. May you become stronger and stronger. May you become stronger and stronger. Stand to your feet. May you become stronger and stronger. May you become stronger and stronger. In the name of Jesus. Acts 20:32, he said that, and now, brethren, I commend to you God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up. May you be built up in Jesus' name. Amen. I'm not feeling it. I said, may you be built up in Jesus' name. Amen. May you never become a weak Christian. Amen. May you never become a weak Christian. Amen. I see you becoming a strong Christian. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. And to give you an inheritance. May you receive an inheritance. May you receive an inheritance. 1 Corinthians 4 verse 2 verse 4. 4, he said that, but the natural man receiveth not the things of the spirit, for they are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. I see you becoming a spiritual person. I see you becoming a strong person. As you read your Bible, as you have your daily quiet time, where are they going to? You see, when we are preaching, you go out to go and poo-poo and things, you know. You are worrying yourself. Yeah. May you become strong. Lift up your hand. Lift up your hand. Lift up. Begin to pray for yourself. Ask the Holy Spirit to help you to become strong. To cause the word of God to make the word of God to direct your path. Pray. Mando si kantalaba. Rando si kedriando sirianda. Kema satabro si kendala. Father, we thank you. We bless you. We honor you for your word and for your spirit that you have given to us. We are grateful, Lord. We are grateful in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Father, we bless you. We thank you, Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name. If you are here, all eyes closed and all heads bow. If you are here, you are not born again. You want to say, Pastor, pray with me. Lift up your hands. You are not born again. Say, Pastor, when I die, I don't want to go to hell. I've seen your hand. God bless you. Pastor, I don't want to go to hell. When I also die, I want to make it to heaven. Lift up. It is not time to feel shy. I'm telling you. If you feel shy, God will also feel shy of you. If you are lifted up, you and say this prayer to me. Say, Lord Jesus, please wash me. Forgive me of all my sins. Write my name in the book of life. Hold me as your child. And when you are coming for your people, please remember me.
In Jesus' name. Amen. Put your hands together for the Lord and take your seat. Yeah. God bless you so much. I gave some envelopes out.
This has been the unadulterated word of God with Reverend Ike. God bless you for listening to this message. We believe you have been transformed. Join us again next time. Have a blessed week.